Because basic guidelines must be adhered, all shelf merchandise must be cleaned regularly as per stock rotation schedule. So all shelves, all bays needs to be dusted, that happens normally before store opening hours. All products should have the front facing, it should face the customers. And in case of hypermarkets, the store team needs to ensure and check that if any display, if there is product which is nearing expiry, right action has been taken as per the SOP of standard operating procedure followed by the organization. So all products must be dusted, it should be cleaned at any given point of time, it should be cleaned all the time, morning when the store, before store opening hours, before customer trading hours. The section staff with the help of housekeeping need to ensure that the proper dusting is done, the products are facing. Every shelf has a PI topper or a shelf topper or a PI label. The prices are displayed, the products are replenished. So this is the basic thing which needs to be done on daily basis, on a regular basis. Packing material of appliances other than bulky items should be preserved and kept under floor. So normally in cases of appliances or other products where you need packing material, where the product, once the customer has bought, you need to pack it, has to be kept below the bay or below the, it should be readily available, or when a customer buys, it should be handy so that you can remove it, pack it for the customer. The customer goes for checkout, he or she pays the next day payment, and product is handed over or it gets delivered to the customer's residence. General merchandise, appliances, and furniture item on display should be rotated every 2 weeks to avoid shop soil. So in case of general merchandise, appliances and furniture, so if there is a sofa or if there is a light color sofa available, then it needs to be rotated regularly every 2 weeks, otherwise people will start sitting on it, it might get defective or it might get damaged or it might get soiled. So it needs to be rotated every 2 weeks, it needs to be ensured that it doesn't get damaged. And once normally the damages are again a loss, you know, it's a loss for the store. It reduces the profit and loss. Since that product will not be sold, it will not give any margins. It will not help into store achieving its target, and overall the company will not earn a revenue. So this merchandise has to be rotated regularly. On that's the norm. Normally 2 weeks at a time you need to keep it and you need to rotate it. Electronic item or normally washing machines or any product which are on display, they have a they are displayed with a bubble wrap or they are displayed with a clean wrap. There is a transparent plastic white sheet available. So normally customer will open, they go, they will check, open the door of the washing machine. So it has to be, proper care has to be taken so that the products are not damaged. Good displays improves visibility of regular as well as promo skills and increase store sales. So if the product has an offer, it has a price, so in case if there is a promo offer going on ketchups, normally if the price is 110 and you are getting it for 79 as a special offer. So a display of ketchup with a nice signage announcing that okay, something which is a big gain or which is a big bargain available for housewife or ladies, something which is costing 110, you are getting it for 79. So a nice display of ketchup with a signage announcing will help in good sales, and it will help to increase store targets as well as the store targets weekly, annually and monthly budgets. Stacking and display process is an opportunity to identify and manage the expired products for timely action, reduce margin loss. So normally it happens every product, in case of hypermarkets there are food products which have expiry date. So a team leader who, if a team leader or a salesperson from floor who is a very proactive guy, who needs to be very proactive, needs to inform the buyer or merchandiser that okay, so and so product is nearing expired. So a merchandiser will take a call, probably he or she before one or 2 months before expiry, they can come with an offer, they can reduce the price or they can come with buy one get one offer to liquidate those products. So that is this, the stacking and display will always help to identify slow moving stocks or fast moving stocks, what are selling faster, and it will directly, or in case if you are replenishing a fast moving stock, it will help to increase the increased margin, will help to increase the profit and the sales. And in case of, once you start liquidating products which are near expiry or before expiry, it will again, it will give a reduced margin, but again the loss will not be that greater or bigger. Quality means customer gets fresh products to consume before and best before expiry of date. So in case of food products, if the rotation is happening on a regular basis, the customer will get good quality product. once they start getting good quality product, there will be repeat purchases, they will come back again. The positivity spreads through word of mouth. They will say, okay, at this store you get fresh products, they don't keep expired products. You know, that helps into generating additional sales and additional footfalls. Close-up must follow first in, first out, which is called FIFO. Older products are stacked in front with newly received stock placed behind. So normally when this is more applicable in cases of hypermarket and in food business. So once you start getting Tetra Pak products, I'll just give an example of milk, where you get Tetra Pak product with the manufacturing date of 18th of October, and there is a second batch which manufactured on 20th of October. Now the sales staff needs to stack the first, the product which are manufactured on 18th October will come in the first, that is first in, first out, and again the product which are manufactured on 20th of October will be stacked behind. So first in, first out is once the product which are manufactured on 18th October are inverted in the store, so that's first in, and out is first we sell this product, out is when a customer buys, so that is out. So first in is 18th October product that comes inside the inverted. So it would be first offered to the customer to for selling. It will be first sold to the customers, and once it gets empty, the product which are manufactured on 20th will come in front and probably you will sell it. In case there is product which is manufactured on 20th of October will come back, it will be stuck behind the 20th product which is the product which is manufactured on 20th of October. So this is the basic thing which has been taught to the sales staff. So FIFO is always taught to the store staff. They know how they are supposed to stack the products and display the products. So in this way it will help in reducing the, customer will get the fresh product, the store staff will reduce damages with regards to expiring products. So in case if you keep product which are manufactured on 20th in front and customers pick that and the shelf is over. Now what will happen, the product which are manufactured on 18th of October, if it's not sold, it will come to expiries. The category person has to reduce the price or it has to send back to the merchandiser. Hence, it would be a loss of margins, loss of sale, and again, it will be a loss for organization. For returnable products, all the expiring products should be pulled out of shelf and moved to warehouse for returning to the supplier. So, in case if FIFO is not followed properly, in case the product is not selling, it's coming to near expiry, then the team leader or the sales person of the floor or the section needs to remove that product and hand over to the supplier. It needs to be handed over to the supply chain warehouse at the back store or back warehouse for the vendor to pick it up. For non-returnable products, if this near expiry product the quantity is higher than expected sales, this needs to be liquidated in additional display and some promotion, vendor self-funded. Now normally there are two ways of buying which happens. One is sale or return and other one is buying. It's like buying directly from the vendor. In case of sale or return, if the product is not selling, the store team can give it back to the vendor or the manufacturer. The manufacturer or vendor takes care of the near expiry products. It would be their headache, it would be their problem to how to deal with that. In case it is outright purchase where the organization has bought that product from a manufacturer, now it becomes the headache of the store, it becomes the headache of the current company who is bought it. So in case the products are not selling, it's coming to near expiry, the store sales staff or the team leader or the manager, the department manager will go back to the category merchandiser or buyer. Now they will say, okay, this product is not selling, so and so the sales are low, the returns are not as per the expected budget. So they will take an approval where instead of keeping it on four shelves, they would increase the number of shelves or they would put two more signages. Chances are there might be a price reduction or there could be a buy one get one. So lot of factors or lot of efforts has to be taken to liquidate those products. So a promotion is one thing where you can put it on a display where you put buy one get one or you put some reduction. So in case if the products are not selling, something is costing 100 rupees, you reduce it to 80 rupees and then you can put a signage that okay, there's an offer, instead of 100 you are selling 20 rupees and you are getting that product for 80 rupees. So there are different ways of the displays just help. Display is one of the steps, promotion is one of the steps to liquidate this products. All unsold inventory should be removed from shelves 1 week before the expiry date so that expired stocks does not land into any customer shopping basket. So, basically, in case of food articles, every product has an expiry date. The store sales staff has to regularly check the barcode and they need to check the expiry date. And the timeline given is normally 1 week before the expiry, it has to be removed and it has to be sent back to the vendor or a proper appropriate action has to be taken so that it does not land into customer shopping basket. And once if a customer buys expired product, that will lead into legal hassles. So again, if somebody eats an expired product or it's a health hazard, so the store team needs to be very vigilant. They need to ensure the SOPs related to expired products is adhered 100% in case of food products. Visual merchandising is a presentation of a store and its merchandise in such a manner that will attract attention of potential customer. So a proper display done at the entrance or at the facade or the wedding window will again attract customer. It will lead customer inside the store and the customer be able to relate his or her wants and then it will have better sales. We have involved decorating store by keeping interior presentation same as what is promised on outside and make it appealing to the eyes of the customer. So moment, normally if it's a summer theme and if there's a window done at the entrance and there are different products like there are basketball. So if a store has, it's a departmental store where they sell shorts or they sell vacation merchandise, they sell the gaming products or they sell different products which is needed on vacation. So an entire window which shows a basketball ball plus shorts and t-shirts, something like swimming wear available. So the same display which is done inside, the customer can relate and it can, the customer will get all things under one roof. You know, he or she doesn't have to go in different stores. They can take a trolley or they can take a basket, load everything and they can go to the checkout, hence saving times and helping it, and it brings a positive experience, a good buying experience for them. PM represents an image for whom, what shopper can be when using the merchandise display. So normally if it's a high fashion product, nowadays there are applications available where you can, instead of trying, you can upload a picture and you can select from the catalog, you can select a shirt. It will show you how it looks like. You know, so it's just a slim fit shirt. You can click your picture, upload your face and you can select a shirt from the top option available and you can make out, it's an image where you can see how that particular shirt will look on you or how particular trouser will look on you. So there are different technologies available nowadays where customer can see how the products will look on them. So in case of sunglasses, a customer can wear it, they can look at the mirror, how it's going to look on their face. So different products will give different look and feel, how the customer is going to use it. So the product displays again help in a lot of ways in selling and helping how the products are being sold to the customers. VM sells the context of merchandise in an aesthetically pleasing fashion, presenting them in a way that would convert the window shoppers into prospects and ultimately buyers of the product. Now in case of apparels, if a matching shirt is, there is a display done with a shirt with a matching trouser with a chinos or with t-shirt with polo t-shirt with denim, so all these products will help customer as an entire set, when they don't have to search for a matching product or a contrast product, all products are readily available. Again, it's from case of men's, there are products right from the top wear, bottom wear, there are shoes, there are socks. So entire basket is being available on display. The customer doesn't have to go. Everything is readily available. And in case of ladies, in case if there's a salwar kameez dupatta, if there's a suit, there's an additional leggings are kept next to the product. So in case she wants a matching or contrast legging available, she can always cross. She can wear a top with a denim. So it's a fusion top, which can be worn with legging or with denim also. So all these products are bundled together for customer convenience and again it makes customers' life easy. They can pick up products, they know their sizes, they can check, they can go to the trial room, try the product, come back, put it in the shopping bag or trolley basket and they can do a faster checkout. Hence, you are saving time for the customers. The end purpose of visual merchandise is to aid in making a sale. So, visual display is normally the main purpose of VM doing a visual merchandising is to make aiding in making of sale. So, if a display is visually appealing, all products are kept. In case of hypermarket, the products are kept in shelf, the price is there, the promotion is announced. If there is a price off, if there is a buy one get one. That is the example of food. In case of apparels, the matching top is kept with the matching denim or whether leggings are available, all right, matching salwar is kept next to the kameez. Now it will help the customer buying. So overall, the end result is sale. The customer convenience comes into picture. He or she picks the product, keeps in the trolley, they go to the cash till. And once they have decided to purchase, they go to the cash and they make payment and it helps into a sale. So once you have properly sales, you achieve your targets weekly, monthly and annual budgets. Visual merchandising requires a combination of skills including creativity, artistic knowledge and understanding of store design to meet the new life of store products. So every store VM visual merchandiser needs to be very creative and artistic. So in case think of apparel, if the denims are there, so denims normally are the basic story starts that normally people from the west started denims or the miners started using denims for because of its the fabric. So they can create a theme, they can make an art where some display has to be there which relates to the wildlife or which relates to the rough and being the nature of fabric, being a rough and tough. So theme is created, a story is created. So normally the visual merchandiser has to be very creative person, has to have an artistic frame of mind where he or she creates story, makes a window, makes a display, the customer comes, they relate themselves to their needs, it helps into age into buying and the end result is sales. So visual merchandiser should also know the corner and every aspect of store. He or she needs to keep panorama in mind. He or she has to use the space very well, whatever space is available, so that the displays are proper. Again, this is combination of display, colors, lighting, smell and sound. So different things are used in case of apparels. Again, matching colors, trousers. So displays can be done from light to dark or light to dark or dark to light. So they use lot of tools. Again, colors are used to display. So in summers, more pastel shades are highlighted, more yellow, oranges are highlighted. In case of winters, normally black to dark colors are highlighted. So that is apparels. Again, for in case of hypermarket, there is testing can happen. Probably in case of noodles or soup, product testing, smell has to be provided. So lot of things, the visual machine uses lot of combination of display colors and different themes to do the display and sell the product to the customer. For an attractive visual merchandise, the components that must be combined together in a proper ratio are: make a merchandise the focal point, the retailer visual message must be conveyed to customer in the 3 to 5 seconds by ensuring that the display goes with the product. So normally a focal point is the first point at the entrance. When a customer enters the store, the first place or the main store, the main center of the store should have a focal point. So moment the customer, he or she enters, there's a story, there's a display done. Now it only needs 3 or 5 seconds for customer to relate what the product is, what the promotion is. In case that product is related to that specific season or it's related to that specific need and what's the price point, what is the offer. So it takes around 3 to 5 seconds for customer to visually see that focal point, understand what exactly the store wants to communicate, and if he or she wants to buy, he or she will go, he will pick up the product, touch, feel. If needed, they will do a buying decision there itself, put it in a trolley and they will move ahead. So that visual has to be, that focal point has to be very, very, very effective. It should communicate the entire story within span of 3 to 5 seconds. Colors can be associated with emotions, special occasion, and gender. Retailer must focus on right choice of color that matches with the theme of display, attract attention and more customers in store. So, in case post Diwali there is a wedding season which starts, red is considered auspicious color for Hindus. Probably green might be used by Mohammedans. You know? So, colors are used with lot of emotions, special occasions, and gender specific. So, normally for guys, blue color would be for shirts. There are not much options available. So there are blues, there are whites. So that's associated with gender. So all this product, keeping in mind, has to be kept displayed properly. The right choice of color as per this season has to be done. So right choice of colors is very, very important. In case if you don't do it, the end result is customer will not buy. It will not help into making sales. The product will lie over there. And probably you need to do additional display or put it on promotion. It would require additional efforts to sell those products. Display themes to be appropriate support the product. The theme is display of sale of items similar categories and helps to the customer with shopping mode into the store. Theme mainly depends on visual merchandisers, imagination and creativity. So as I said earlier, if it's a vacation going on, so all similar products like the swimwear, the beach wear products, basketball games, all related product, a theme has to be there, so you can relate that, okay, he's going home vacation, you would need all these products, or he or she is going for hiking, so they would need whatever the requisite gadgets or requisite gear are available. So that's the theme. In case of denims, they can do a wide variety dress display, they can do horses, or they can put a machan, they can put lasso, so that can relate to wide variety where denims originated. So all this theme has to be appropriate, it has to be visually appealing, and it should help customers to buy and relate to them positively. So these are the displays for apparels and again displays of fruits and vegetables. The arrangement of window display should go with the product and should not suppress, make this visible to the eye. So a display has to be in the basic guideline of 4 feet. It should not be beyond 4 feet in height. It should be, you know, appealing to the eye. The customer should see beyond that what is available with that. Again, Halloween display requires black color. Valentine's theme should be with red and pink. So as per the season, as per the requirement, so Halloween would need black color. Normally in Halloween comes as per the calendar, as per the English calendar. Valentine's again in Feb, so the theme should be red. Display of various essence should be shade of pink and blue. Christmas display should be red, green, gold and silver color, which is self-explanatory. So for baby boys, normally blue color is used. For baby girls, pink is used. So all pink shoes, all pink dresses together. Probably the display of Barbie doll has to be there to the next, to the dress available, or for the top available for the baby girls. So all pinks together. For boys, all blue should be together. So that's the basic example of products, the color, how the visual merchandiser is going to use it. A shoe store theme can group by fairies buying of shoes. So that's quite explanatory. A theme for display of casual wear can be group of mannequins sitting casually at get together at different places. So again, there are different mannequins available which are standing, which are sitting. So that has to be used effectively by the store visual merchandiser. So that a story is created, a theme is created, and where a customer can relate to that product, to the necessity, and then helps into buying. Aim for harmonious balance, balancing the left and right side of window, display and store layout. So every store, the display has to be asymmetrical, it has to be in a symmetry. So in case of shirt or a full sleeve shirt, it's hung on the right side, and then a full sleeve shirt should be hung on the left side. So it should create symmetry. All products should have a balance as per the store layout and the display. So you cannot keep on one side, you cannot keep a half sleeve shirt and other side you hang a full sleeve shirt. So again, it's basic symmetry. It's quite easy to understand. Avoid clutter and keep it simple. Avoid too much or too little of merchandise. So in case you have a size set of small, medium, large, extra large, you have to ensure that the entire size set is displayed. You just cannot keep too large or too small. So display has to be very simple. You cannot keep more than, you can't keep 10, you cannot open 2 size sets, or there are norms available. So you have to avoid clutter. You cannot keep 3 size sets of the same design. So you have to either keep two different, if there is a same color, if there is a different color option available in the same design, probably you can display two sets bilaterally. But you need to avoid clutter and you have to keep it very simple. You cannot just keep two products. In case if large and extra large has been sold, then you need to replenish it. Make proper prop selection, avoid too many props in single display. So there, if there is a theme, if there is a story, so if there is a musical story, then you have to keep a prop, probably you need to keep a guitar. In case of denims, you are displaying a prop, then you can't keep 10-15 guitars in one single set. So you have to ensure that the right prop as is displayed in proper single display, and it should go with the theme, it should go with the display. Consider incidentally value and contrast when developing color scheme. So that's basically the visual merchandiser should ensure the colors are used properly. Match the color scheme to the merchandise on display. So normally they have this color palette available, which the visual merchandisers who are trained in, who are specifically trained in that field, they know which palette to be used, how it effectively that has to be used. Creating a buying mode by using various amounts of light and manipulating light and shadow. So again, lights also play very important. If the product is displayed and if there is no halogen light or there's no focused light, it will not it will not complete the story, it will not communicate what it is supposed to do it. So in case if the light is not appropriate or if there is no lighting, if there is no shadow, it will again, the window display will be on the focal point display, will be very dull and it will again not result into any sales. It will not be able to explain the story or the theme what the store visual merchandiser wants to communicate or the store wants to communicate. Position the merchandise face out or side out, not at Dixi angle. So product has to be faced, if as per the product, it has to be faced out or side out. So in case if it's not properly displayed, customer will not buy. Maintain housekeeping to keep product, props and management dust free. So all these focal points, all this display has to be dusted, it has to be neat and clean at any moment of time. So the visual merchandiser, when the morning he or she takes walks with her, he's on her checklist, then he has to take around and ensure that the props displayed or the focal point display are dusted at regular intervals, and it has to be neat and clean, and it should communicate exactly what the theme should promote the sales, and the story should communicate or the theme should communicate what the store wants to communicate to the customer. So here with this we come to an end of this chapter where we have learnt about product displays, about planogram, the shelf, how effectively you can use shelf, how you can use different pieces like bins, gondolas, other shelf coppers, end caps, how chiller and freezer will help you to increase sales. So overall visual display or visual merchandisers, the job of this team is to ensure it helps you to display the products and the end result is sale. Thank you.